AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The message today from Mitt Romney to Republicans: pick any of the candidates for president, but not Donald Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani is live with the story.
Ed, Romney is warning the GOP against making Trump his successor as nominee.
If we Republicans choose Donald Trump as our nominee, the prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished.
In a speech in Utah, Romney called Trump a phony, a fraud whose hallmark is dishonesty. He says only Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich have come up with any serious policy proposals. As the GOP establishment scrambles for a way to stop Trump, John McCain is now echoing some of Romney's concerns, saying Trump has put forth dangerous statements on national security issues. Ed.
That's the AP's Sagar Magani reporting live. Tonight in Detroit, Trump and the three other Republican candidates will meet in a debate. Political scientist Chris Galdieri at St. Anselm's College in New Hampshire says this is the time those three candidates need to play catch-up with Trump.
For Cruz and Kasich and Rubio, they all need to do something to slow him down.
Today, Mexico's Treasury Secretary said the country would not foot the bill for Donald Trump's plan to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Cardinal George Pell at the Vatican says he will work to put an end to suicides in his hometown in Australia over a church sex abuse scandal.
One suicide is too many. Too many. And there have been many such tragic suicides.
Pell testified from Rome by video link to a commission in Australia investigating how the Catholic Church and other institutions responded to the sexual abuse of children over decades. A judge in Atlanta is granting a request by the news media to unseal the autopsy report for Bobby Christina Brown. Local news media reports Fulton County judge today granted a motion filed by media organizations. This is AP Radio News. Wall Street stocks are lower. The Dow is down about 31 points. He set a record in space, and he returned home today to Houston.
Friends and family, including his retired astronaut brother Mark Kelly, even Vice President Biden's wife Jill, welcome Scott Kelly back to Houston at the end of his long trip home from 340 days on the International Space Station.
It's just an unbelievable feeling to be back here on planet Earth. Back in our great country and back with all my family and my friends.
As for his legacy, Kelly says he played a small part in setting the stage for Mars.
Expanding our envelope and our ability to operate in space is something that's going to take us further from this planet.
I'm Sandy Kozell.
Using the Hubble Space Telescope, astronomers say they have discovered a galaxy farther than any previously detected. Researchers say it's 13.4 billion light years away. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.